The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. The Bible says, let the wicked or the sinner forsake his way. Yes, get rid of self is what it means. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, notice what God has to say. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. The pre-flood world, no doubt, began to seek God to save them, but it was too late. God could not be found. Yes, they began to seek God when the waters began to get so deep and so rough. There was a time when God turned his face from the world and sent the flood to destroy all land-based creatures, even human beings, except those that he saved by the ark. Why did God do such a thing? Well, because man had more than ample opportunity to seek God when he could be found, and man rejected God. He had the opportunity to call upon him while he was near, but they finally let God know. The whole world, the whole pre-flood society let God know they didn't want or need God. That's what they thought. That's the way they felt. That was their attitude. That was their mindset when God sent the flood and many years before that. We are doing the same thing today as a world. And America seems to be one of those nations leading the rebellion against our Creator. We don't want the grace of God to be applied to us. But it's going to get so rough for America that we, just like the pre-flood world, will seek God, but it will be too late to save our nation. Our faith and our trust is in self and other people. We think we're big enough and wise enough to solve all of our problems. And my friend, you would think that we'd be wise enough and smart enough and big enough to confess our sins to God and to know and realize that we cannot solve our problems. You'd think we'd be smart enough to look at the world condition and to look at the conditions in our own nation and realize that we're continually creating more problems. But we think, why fool with someone that claims to be God our Creator? America seems to be so naive that we don't realize that God planted and grew this nation. We seem to be so naive to realize that it was God's blessing on our nation that caused us to become the most free, the most prosperous, the most powerful, and the most religious nation on earth, and that we grew faster and greater than any nation on the face of the earth. Former generations realized these things, but this generation doesn't. The generation for the last 50 to 60 years doesn't seem to realize this. God removed his grace from the pre-flood society. God has or is currently in the process of turning his face from America because we aren't calling upon God. God has been near us and with us for almost 200 years, but we have come to the point for the last 50 to 60 years we are trying to kick God farther and farther away from us. God tells us what we must do if we want to survive as a nation. I want you to notice this in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 7. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Yes, my friends, God's grace is there. God wants to pardon our sins. God wants us to turn to him so he can forgive our sins. Will you accept God's pardon? Will you accept his grace? It's not too late for you or for this nation to seek God, his grace, his favor, his pardon. But time is running out. There is a time, and very soon now, when you and this nation will not be able to find God because we have gone too far. Yes, just as God has said in his word that he would turn his face from us, the nation of Israel, which America is one of them, and God will turn his face from you as an individual as well if you don't repent and seek God while he may be found. When our troubles become severe enough, we will begin to realize how important it was when we had the opportunity to seek God, his grace, his pardon, his mercy, his love, his way of life. And that's all God expects you to do, my friend, is to seek his way of life and begin to live his way of life. Repent of your sins and turn to God and let God know that you want to live his way instead of the way that this world has been going, which is following Satan's way. I'm sure the pre-flood world will be anxious and excited to have the pleasure of turning to God when they are resurrected, because they will realize why they were destroyed by a terrible flood. As a matter of fact, they realized during the process of being destroyed, and no doubt they were calling on God and seeking God, but God could not be found. It was too late. They will remember the fact that they had ignored God, His Word, His laws, and had kicked God out of their life, mind, and their attitude, their character, and their society. They didn't need God telling them how to live their life. They thought they could fix things, just like we think today. They didn't need God. Why can't we learn from history? Why can't we see, that is, this whole world, that our thinking is just like the pre-flood world, and we will come to the point that we will be annihilated from the earth if Jesus Christ doesn't return to save us? We, this world, and our nation will learn our lesson, just like the pre-flood world, the hard way. We will learn that our way leads to death, just as God has said. I want you to notice this in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 12. I've repeated this many a time. I've quoted this many a time on the Way It Ought to Be program, but it's something that you need to heed, my friend. It's something that you need to ponder and think about. And God wants you to do that, because He repeated this twice within two chapters of the book of Proverbs. Chapter 14 of Proverbs, verse 12. God says, "There is a way which seems right to a man or to an individual, to a person, but its end is the way of death." In other words, the way that seems right to you without God in your life is a way that leads to death, and it leads to a miserable life before you come to death. God wants you to get this important truth, because He repeats it again in chapter 16 and verse 25. He says the very same thing. "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." We ought to be smart enough when we read this or hear this that we look at the world situation and at your own situation, at this nation's situation, the state that we're in, and realize that God wants us to get this point and that it is a biblical truth. Biblical and secular history is filled with proof of man's way leading to destruction. Man's way leads to death in a physical sense as well as in a moral and in a spiritual sense. The wages of sin is death, eternal death, a death from which you will never be resurrected. Romans 6, verse 23 says this, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Yes, the wages of sin is death, a second death in the lake of fire. That's why Christ gave His life for the world, for all people, so you would not have to pay that penalty for your sin, that is death, eternal death. He paid the death penalty in your stead. Yes, very God gave His life so you would not have to die the second death, so you will not have to pay the eternal death penalty for your sins. You see, that grace, that undeserved pardon for your sins is available. But you must repent of ignoring God's word and humble yourself. Ask God for His forgiveness if you want to come under the grace of God. God will not and God cannot, as I've repeated time after time on this series of programs, God cannot and God will not forgive your sins until you see the need to repent and you begin to repent and turn to God. If you don't do that in this life, you will have a chance in your next life after the second resurrection. That is, if you haven't been called and had that opportunity in your first life. You will have a chance after you're resurrected to accept God's grace. But if you don't, then, at that time, the lake of fire awaits you. This is the second death from which you will never be resurrected. That is the death that Romans 6, verse 23 speaks of. Now, there are consequences for sin in a physical or financial sense as well. And the whole world is paying a big price for our sins. We have wars, bickering, biting between nations, race wars in nations, fighting and divorce in families, unhappy marriages, all because spouses don't treat each other right, and because we aren't willing to show grace to one another, and because we aren't willing to obey the Creator and live by His manual book that tells us the way to live our life if we want a happy and abundant life. We, much too often aren't willing to pardon, forgive others, even when they beg for it. But we want others to pardon and to forgive us. Yes, we want others to forgive us our trespasses. Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, this is in the outline of the Lord's Prayer here. Give us this day our daily bread. In other words, give us our needs. And forgive us our debts or our sins as we forgive our debtors. You see, my friends, we need to ask God to forgive us. And we need to ask it wholeheartedly and sincerely with an attitude of beginning to obey our Maker. And He will. He is faithful to forgive us of all of our trespasses if we are in the right attitude. Verses 14 and 15 says this, For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Yes, God says that His forgiveness to you is based upon the fact that you are willing to forgive others. Forgiveness is a very important part of the plan of salvation. It's very important to you, and it's very, very important to God. Verse 15, But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You see, your attitude, your mind has to change. You have to change from a way of get, a way of hatred, to the way of love, the way of give, which is God's way. You have to come to the point that you're ready and willing to forgive others before God will forgive you. God makes this very clear, very plain in His Word. Christ makes it very clear that if we don't forgive others, then He isn't obligated to forgive us. That's an important point that you need to ponder, my friend, and you need to get that and dwell on that and think about it. He is also very clear about the fact that we must repent, seek God, and ask for God to forgive us of our sins, sinning against God by disobeying His Word, which tells us how to live our life and how to treat others and do those things pleasing in His sight. If we claim to be a Christian, then we should ask ourselves, Am I doing those things that are pleasing to God and pleasing to Jesus Christ? Just maybe we should look at our action and attitude. Do we make our word good? Do we take care of our family? How do we treat our neighbors, our friends, and our enemies? How do we treat God? We should understand that the Christian life is one of growing in grace and knowledge of God the Father and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll break off here. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should request and should read. Does God love the world enough to save it? This is important news to you, my friend, and you need to know whether or not Jesus Christ will return and save this world from annihilation. Does God love the world enough to save it? Book number 2, God's Seasonal Plan. And all you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org, if you want to order online, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program. Presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.